You are listening to the podcast version of Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach of Integrity Retirement Solutions.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to put you on the spot here because I recently came across an advice column where a 75-year-old woman, she wrote in about this scenario. She says, my financial advisor lost $200,000 in my retirement account due to mismanagement. I'm single and now I must go back to work part-time. I no longer trust all financial advisors. Obviously, I need help in sorting this whole mess out. How should I proceed? So what would you say to her? I mean, I get the lack of trust. I mean, somebody just lost her $200,000. That's terrible.
Well, the question is, did he really lose $200,000 or did the market go down? She wanted to pull it out because she wasn't comfortable. You know, the markets generally always come back. Maybe it might not come back in your time period. That's what you have to be careful of. You know, somebody had money in the markets in the late 60s to the early 80s. There was a 16 to 18 year time frame there where it was flat. And if somebody pulled their money out, especially there was one little blip that dropped down in the middle of the market. And if you could have bought that bottom, you could have made a lot of money. But most people didn't because it was very short. And why did she lose that $200,000? Was it because of her choice or was it really because the advisor maybe totally lost the money and the stock went under? I don't know the answer to those questions. But whenever you get that to be that age, you're 75 years old, you've made what you need to make. Why do you want to risk it, number one? Well, is it because the advisor didn't listen to her and she says, you know, I don't want to take any risk with it, so they put her in something that maybe has a lower amount of risk, but it still has risk? We have people that come in here and says, you know, I keep talking to my advisor and tell them I want to get rid of the risk. Mm-hmm. Like I've said on here many times, I've never seen it to the point where people don't want to have their money in the market right now. So these people that, you know, their advisors, they don't offer a lot of things. So maybe they didn't offer things like annuities or didn't recommend putting it into a high yield money market account or something like that. Aren't they listening to your needs? That's what we do, is we sit down, we'll listen to your needs. And if you don't want to take risk, that's the way we go. We educate you on your risk options. We educate you on your no market risk options. And once people understand how they work, now they can make an educated decision on what they want to do. So if you can have a no risk option on your principal, and have the potential to have double-digit returns.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need to take risk to where you can watch your money go down 20, 30, 40, 50%? Do we have one of them coming up in the near future? We've had the one in 2000 was, you know, about 47%. The one in the crash in 2007, 2008 was about 53%. Is the next one going to be bigger? Is the next one going to be smaller? Some advisors think, or some economical people out there, they think, like the one guy named Harry Dent, he thinks that we're going to have a crash sometime this year. Well, if we do, why not do things to protect your principal and the only thing you risk is that year's interest? That makes sense. You can still have the potential. I've seen double-digit returns a lot in the past. Makes sense to protect your principal, have a fair return. What more do you need in retirement? Mm-hmm. Find somebody that can offer those things. They don't want to try to steer you into more risk than you need. You know, meet with somebody that can make sense to you. You have to feel comfortable with them. Give us a call. We'll sit down and do a review with where you have your assets. Money is one of them, but you know, if you have real estate, coins, whatever it is, we'll do a review for everything and see if it makes sense to make some changes for you. If you're comfortable where you're at, fine. But there's so many things that you still might be missing. If you heard the first part of the show, we talked about our pillar planning. We don't just talk about your money. We had one client came in and they thought all we were going to do is talk about their retirement money. And that's what it all was based on. But what do you do with that? So in the end, instead of their son, if they would have died at that point, the son was going to inherit $780,000 out of $1.4 million. $780,000 out of $1.4. The rest is going to taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's huge.
We rearranged their assets. They didn't need their $1.4 million in IRAs, so we reallocated everything. At that time, the son was going to inherit $2.5 million after taxes. Now, we just did a review. They drove 3 hours to sit with us. We did a review. The son's going to inherit $3 million after taxes now instead of $2.5, but instead of $780,000. Those are the kind of things we sit down. He says, I thought all we were going to do is talk about where to put my money. And this was so much more. This is so interesting. That's what we do.
You know, history has shown the stock market and elections, they don't always get along. And the fear of the unknown has caused plenty of volatility. But market strategist Ed Clissold, he told CNBC he doesn't think that we're going to see much of that this year.
One of the two big reasons that the market reacts to the presidential election is the uncertainty over what's going to happen, particularly if the incumbent loses. You don't know what the policies of the new administration would be. And we have a recent memory from 2016 to 2020 of what the economic policies of a Trump administration could be. So perhaps even though because the uncertainty over who's going to win is going to be there because it's probably going to be a tight election, the fact that we probably know the basic policies of Trump and Biden could remove some of that uncertainty.
So here's the deal. It doesn't really matter what side of the aisle you're on, red, blue, purple, whatever you want to be. And it doesn't really matter who's in the White House. What matters is that you have to have a plan in place, because at the end of the day, we don't have control over this. And we know that both sides are going to promise things from here to next week. You know what I'm saying, Kevin? So what are you telling your clients?
Well, when we sit down with them, we find out what their wants, needs, goals, desires, and concerns are. And then we talk from there. And once we find out more about that client, we can see, okay, what keeps them up at night? Why aren't they sleeping? Why do they have a hard time with understanding the decisions their advisor made? Because maybe they don't understand it or whatever. We spend a lot of time on educating our clients on their options. So in this case here, what's going to happen whenever, you know, during the elections? Nobody knows. If anybody tells you for sure what's going to happen, you know, things that have happened in the past happen differently today. You know, in 2008, we had what's called a black swan event. The equities and the bond markets went down. They both went down. In history, that's never happened before. And it's happened several times now since then. So you can't really hedge your equities with bonds like you used to. Now, what do you do? There's other options out there that you can use that a lot of the big economists are saying are better than using bonds. So why aren't they being addressed in a lot of portfolios? The bottom line is, if you're not happy, if you're concerned about the market, you might be at too much risk. If the market goes down, what's going to happen to your current portfolio? We arrange our clients in retirement. It's different than clients approaching retirement. Once you're in retirement, you're not working anymore. If there's a mistake in your choice, you have time to make it up. You're still contributing while you're still working. But now that you're retired, you don't have any more money coming in. And most of the people we talk to, they have a certain amount of money that they have. That's all they have. And they want to protect most of it for their income needs. So we have to look at things differently in retirement than before you're retired. The elections is no different than any other time. If you have the ability to protect your principal from going down, but still get the potential for double-digit returns when it goes up, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you at least investigate how that works for your situation? You have to plan differently in retirement. You can't keep doing the same thing unless you have money that you don't need. Then we look at some other options for that. Give us a call. Say, I'd like to have a retirement income plan and see how I can protect my income no matter what happens in retirement, or, you know, protect my assets no matter what happens in retirement. It could go up, it could go down. Our plans in general in retirement are protected no matter what happens, but you won't lose money when the market goes down. Your principal will never be lost.
Get more details about Kevin Bach and, of course, Integrity Retirement Solutions at IntegrityRetirementSolutions.com. Thank you so much for joining us here for the Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach podcast. Join us next time.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Kevin Bach is licensed in your state, please call 724-837-3553. Integrity Retirement Solutions is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Kevin Bach, NPN Insurance License Number 204-6422. 27.